Thursday is an open lab day, which means basically it's nothing new. All day, either Joe or I will be here all day, or both of us lots of the time, to help with questions and everything. And it's just you can come any time from 9:30 to 5. Okay, either Joe or I or both of us will be here between 9:30 and 5. And it's just an open lab day. So it's a catch-up day. So especially if you're having problems with JavaScript, it would be a good time to come because you can, when you get yourself caught, you can, you know, ask a question and get somebody to help you. So it's a good, in the past it has worked well at getting, helping people get caught up, and especially with things like JavaScript, which is why I waited till now with the JavaScript to do it. Okay? So, if you can come. There will be somebody here from 9:30 to 5. You can come for as long as you want. And you can come and go, and that sort of thing. Okay? So, that's what's happening Thursday. We're going to take a little bit of a break from programming also for a couple of days, although it will be today and probably the beginning of next week. And look at number systems and code, because that is something that all the faculty decided was a good thing to have in an introductory course. So, the handout that I'm giving you is old, but numbering systems haven't changed, so old is fine. Okay, number systems have been around forever and ever. But there is some stuff at the bottom of the at the end of the handout that goes into computer codes that are old computer codes, and we're not going to look at those. We're just going to be looking at ASCII, which we probably won't get till today, probably won't get to next week. And so the numbering systems are fine, but when you start getting code there, it's still fine, but it's codes that aren't used. Okay, so if you click on numbering systems and codes, it comes up. Okay. So, we all know the decimal numbering system and the positions in the decimal numbering system. And what it is the positions are 10 to the powers. So 10 for the decimal number system is base 10. Okay? So base 10 to the zero power. Anything to the zero power is defined as 1. So that's why that's the ones position. 10 to the first is 10, so that's why that's the tens position. 10 squared is 100, 10 cubed is 1,000, and so forth going out. Whenever I'm trying to figure out value, I multiply face value times positional value, okay? So a 4 in the 1's position has got a different value than the 4 in the 10 to the 2 position. So I multiply face value by positional value. 5 times 10 to the 3rd equals 5 times 1,000, so it's 5,000. 7 times 10 squared equals 7 times 100, which is 700, and so forth. And that's how the decimal system actually works. And none of us think about it. It's all intuitive. We know since we were a small kid that the position makes a difference and all the rest of it. But it's worth going over because that's how numbering systems work. So the binary numbering system is the same. And the computer is based on the binary numbering system, which is the on-off. Okay? Two values, on or off. 1, 0, two values. So the binary system can only have two digits, 0 and 1. It is base 2. It's powers of 2. So 2 to the 0 is defined as 1, 2 to the 1st is 2, 2 squared is 4, 2 cubed is 8, 2 to the 4th is 16, and so forth. So 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. The next one would be 128, 256. It just keeps going by two. So if I have a binary number and I want to know its value in decimal, when I convert binary to decimal, I multiply the face value times the positional value. And I can either start with the zero position or start with the upper position. It doesn't matter which place I start, but I'm going to multiply face value times positional value. So I said, okay, 1 times 2 to the 6 is 1 times 64, so there's 64. 0 times anything is 0. The next one is 1 times 2 to the 4th, which is 1 times 16, which is 16. Then 1 times 2 to the 3rd, which is 8. 0, nothing. 1 times 2 to the 1st, which is 2. And 1 times 2 to the 0, which is 1. And if I add those all up, I find out that 101, 1011 is 91. Okay, when I add those up, I find out that it's 91. Okay, so you write the little 2 down there that tells you that this is base 2. So what's that equal to in decimal? Face value times positional value. Right. It's a pencil and paper thing again, folks. So you put the face value times the positional value, which is what I did down here, face over position, and then multiply out and come up with the answer. Those are the positional values. So what is it?
63.
Pardon me?
63.
No?
No. So it is 55. Just get it out.
Okay. Anybody got another guess? Or no, no guesses. Anybody got another answer? That's correct. Yeah.
It's 55.
Okay, 55. Anybody come up with 55? Why are you all looking at me blankly? Okay. So I have the face value. I write the positional value down underneath it. And I don't bother to write 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1st, 2 to the 2nd. I just write the number that it resolves to. 2 to the 0 is 1. 2 to the 1st is 2. 2 squared is 4. 2 cubed is 8. 2 to the 4th is 16. 2 to the 5th is 32. And you can see it because I've written it out for you over there. Then you just multiply. Well, 1 times something is it. So 32, 1 times 32, plus 1 times 16. 0 times 8 is 0, so that doesn't count. 1 times 4, 1 times 2, 1 times 1. And I add these up. 8, 12, 14, 15, carry the 1, 5. So it's 55 decimal. So that in binary converted to 55 in decimal. Okay, let's try another one. So hopefully I won't get so many people staring at me like I've lost my mind. All right. So 1110001. Try that one. Convert it to decimal. Me? 113. What did you come up with?
225.
225. 113. Okay, we got 2 votes for 113. Anybody else get any of these numbers? Did anybody else get 113? You got 113? Okay. Anybody else? That one's looking good. Okay. So I've got 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. So that means 64 plus 32 plus 16 plus 1, right? Because all of the ones that are times 0 don't show up here. So this is 3, carry the 1, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So it is indeed 113. Yeah? Okay. So you're just multiplying 1 times the face value. Because 1s and zeros, 0 times something is nothing, 1 times something is the thing. Okay? So these are fairly easy to do to get these numbers, because it's just 1 or 0, and then you have to add those up. Okay, yeah. Say that again. The lawnmower is bad. Say that again.
How do you convert the final number into decimal?
Just by doing this. face value times positional value. Okay? And doing this multiplication, that converts into decimal when I add it up. We're going to try one more and then we're going to move on. What's that one? Okay, you look like you've got an answer. What's your answer?
135.
Yeah, that's what I got too. That's what you got. So if you're not getting 135, it doesn't look like you're right. Okay. So this is 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and the next one is 2 times 64, which is 128. So I get 128 plus 4 plus 2 plus 1 is 135 base 10. Comfortable with that now? Okay. Okay, with decimal and binary. And this is going back the same way. I started out with 91 that I came out of the example that I put above. And now I want to see how I can turn that back into binary. So if I have 91 in decimal, what does it equal in binary? So the way I do that is I say, okay, what is the first power that I can subtract? Okay? So the first power, and here are the powers, I wrote them out up here. Here are the powers. And 64 I can subtract from 91. The next one would be 128. I can't subtract 128 from 91. So 64 is the first one that I can subtract, okay? So if I write it down like this, 64 I can use, okay? So 64 I can use. So that is 91 minus 64 gives me what? What's left? What is 91 minus 64?
27.
Okay? So now I need to figure out, I've got a 1 here over the 64. 27 is left, so can I use the 32? I can't use the 32, so I put a 0 over the 32. 16, can I use 16? I have 27 left. Can I use 16? Yes. So I subtract 16, and that gives me 11. and I put a 1 over the 16 because I used it. Can I use the 8?
Yes.
Yes. So I subtract 8 and I've got 3 left. And I put a 1 over the 8. Okay, I've got 3 left. Can I use the 4?
No.
No. Okay, so I use the, I put a 0 over the 4. And then I am 2. Can I use the 2?
Yes.
Yes. So that means I put a 1 over the 2. And then can I use the 1? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So I've got a 1 there, and that gets me to 0, which is where I want to be. So I have, the answer is 1 0 1 1 0 1 1 1 no 1 0 1 0 1 1 0 1 1, right? 1 0 1 1 0 1 1. Okay. 1 0 1 1 0 1 1. And there's the final one of it. Okay. So what I do when I'm converting from decimal to binary is I lay out all the positions. And then I figure what should be in each one, okay? And so 91, 128 is too big. 64, I can subtract from it. So I can use the 64, and I keep going in that way. Okay. So now we will try one of those. See if I have any room. Not really. Okay, so if I give you 45 in decimal, what is that going to be in binary? Okay, I can't use the 64, right? Because 64 is bigger than 45. So the first one I can do is the 32. So I'm going to use the 32, and when I do that, 45 minus 32 leaves me 13. So I can't use the 16, so I put a 0 there. I can use the 8, however, because 13 minus 8 leaves me 5, so I put a 1 there. Minus 4 leaves me 1, so I put a 1 over the 4. I can't use the 2, and I put a 1 over the 0. So I get 1 0 1 1 0 1. Is the binary equivalent of 45. Okay, so I just write the powers down and then determine which ones I can use. Okay, so 32 and 8 makes 40, and 4 more makes 44, and 1 more makes 45. Okay, questions? So now you know how to go back and forth between binary and decimal. So binary counting. Okay? We start out with binary, and when we count with binary, we go, okay, 0 and 1. Those are the easy ones. And then when I want to add 1 to 1, 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Okay? Think of that like in decimal. In decimal, when I get to 9, which is the last digit available to me, and I add 1, 9 plus 1, put down the 0, carry the 1, 1, 0. Well, in binary, I don't have any digits past 1. So when I get to 1, 1 plus 1, put down the 0, carry the 1, and I have 1, 0. Okay, so binary, 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Okay. Then I add one more to it, and it becomes 0 plus 1 is 1. Bring down the 1, it becomes 1, 1. Then I add 1 to it. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Okay, so it's now up to 100. Plus 1. 0 plus 1 is 1, 0, 1. Okay, 1, 0, 1. Plus 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 0 is 1. Bring down the 1. And then when I've got 1, 1, 0, and I add 1 to it, 1 plus 0 is 1. Bring down those. Now, what is it going to happen when I add 1 to 1, 1, 1? Nope. Yeah.
1, 0, 0, 0.
Yep. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Put down the 0, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Okay? So 1 more makes it 1, 0, 0, 0. Okay? And it keeps going. So it goes up through 1 and just keeps going up as it grows. So that's how you count in binary. The big thing is that 1 plus 1 is 1, 0, just like in decimal, 9 plus 1 is 1, 0. When you hit the top number and add 1 to it, it moves over positionally. Okay, so 9 plus 1 is 1, 0. Well, 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Okay, because I don't have any digits beyond 1. That's all I got. And so 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Questions? Okay, we're going to stop there a minute before we go on to the next thing and try doing some adds. So if I have 1, 1, 0, 1, 1, 1, 1, 0, 0, and 1, 1. And I want to add those up. Okay, so try adding those up. Don't ask me because I haven't done it. Anybody got what they think is an answer? Anyone brave enough to tell me what they think is the answer?
I got 1000000.
That's a lot of zeros.
Yeah.
I'm guessing not that many quite.
One.
What have you got?
10100.
10100?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else like that one? What have you got? Oh, you like this one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I think there are too many zeros there. Okay, so let's try it. 1 + 1 = 10, right? Put down the 0, carry the 1. And you can go along and follow over there. 1 + 1 = 10. +1 = 11. +1 = 100, right? 100. Put down the 0, and I can carry the 10. Or, as in decimal, I can carry the 0 and put the 1 over on the next column. It doesn't matter. 10 + 1 = 11. +1 = 100. +1 = 101. Okay. So there is the binary. Okay, try that one. Hey, anybody got a, I think it's this for me? Yeah.
110111.
Anybody buy that? Got another guess if you don't buy it? Yeah.
I got 110011.
110011?
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else? Anybody buy that one? You buy that one? That buy that one?
I buy that one.
You buy that one? Okay. How many extra zeros do you have this time?
Only 3 this time, but 10100011.
Okay. Let's try it. 1 + 1 = 10, +1 = 11, right? Put down the 1, carry the 1. 1 plus 1 is 1, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 1, right? Put down the 1, carry the 1, 0. 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. Put down the 0, carry the 1, 0. 1, 0 plus 1 is 1, 1. Plus 1 is 1, 0, 0. Plus 1 is 1, 1, 1. 1, 0, 0. Wait a minute. 1, 0, 1, 1, 1, 0. I think I came up with 1, 1, 0. Okay, so I think that one is buying it. Okay? So now you can also take this and convert each part to decimal and check it out. So I can say, okay, 1, 0, 1, 0. I'm going to put 1, 2, 4, and 8 here. So 1, 0, 1, 0 is 8 plus 2, right?
0.
Which is 10, right?
Four.
Huh?
No, I said 1, 0.
Okay. So that's 10. 1, 1, 1, 1 is 10 plus 4 is 12, 14, 15. 1, 0, 1, 1 is 8 plus 2 is 10 plus 1 is 11. And the 4 ones we know is 15. So if we add this up, 5, 10, 1, carry the 1, 51. Okay? And if I come down here, 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. 16 and 32 and 2 and 1 give me 1, carry the 1, 51. So by converting each one separately, okay, I can get the decimal and then add up the decimals, and I get 51, and then convert the answer, and I got 51, so that means it works. Okay, so I can double-check myself that way. The other way you can double-check yourself is with the calculator, obviously. If you go into the calculator, there is a, you can pick your numbering system, and you can work with the calculator. Now, I'm going to be giving you a homework assignment. It's already posted. If you pass it in without doing the work, my assumption will be you use the calculator, and the best you'll get is a C. So, in other words, you've got to pass in the work in order to get an A on that assignment. So you've got to show me what you did, the work that you did to do it, as opposed to I went to the calculator. Now, you all should get 100 because you're more than welcome to go to the calculator and check your answers. And if they're not, fix them. So everybody should get 100 on it because you can go to the calculator and check your answers and fix the ones that are wrong.
And what assignment is this?
The one that's posted for this week.
Number conversions?
Yep.
And when is it due?
Always due the Thursday after the week it is assigned. Okay. So the next numbering system that we're going to look at is the hexadecimal numbering system. Okay. Hexadecimal has the numbers 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, A, B, C, D, E, F. Okay? So that is the numbering system when you count in hexadecimal. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, A, B, C, D, E, F. Okay? Because I need 16 digits. So I'm starting with 0, and hexadecimal is the power of 16. Okay, so hexadecimal is the power of 16. So my bases are 16 to the 0, which is defined as 1. 16 to the first, which is 16. 16 squared, which is 256. 16 cubed, which is 4096. 16 to the fourth, which is God knows. Okay, you just have to multiply 4,096 by 16, and you'll come up with the next level up. Okay, so if I have the number A359, the A is in the fourth position over, so it's 16 to the third, which is 4,096. And I multiply face value, which is A, times 16 to the third, A turns out to be equivalent to 10, because after 9, it goes to A. Okay, so A is equivalent to 10, B is equivalent to 11, C is equivalent to 12, D to 13, E to 14, and F to 15. So A is 10, and 10 times 4 thighters are 96. Is 40,960. Then the 3 is multiplied by 256. Then the 5 is multiplied by 16. And the 9 is multiplied by 1. And the equivalent of hexadecimal 8359 is decimal 418817. Okay? So this is the decimal. So again, it's the same thing. I'm multiplying face value by positional value, which is exactly what I did in binary and exactly like what you do in any numbering system. Okay? You multiply face value times positional value. So if you're dealing with a numbering system that is powers of 8, you're multiplying 8 by 0, 8 by 1, 8 by 2. It's the face, it's the positional value. So, what is BC5 in decimal? Anybody got an answer? Yeah.
273.
I don't know. Anybody buy that one? Or they got another one? Yeah.
3013. I mean, oh, dude, that's my one. 192, sorry.
Can you say that again?
I thought you were asking for the final answer.
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you are? Okay.
3013 you had?
Yes.
Anybody buy that one? Okay, let's do it out then. What did you what did you do first?
So, 5 times 16 is 0.
Okay, I'm going to go the other direction first, simply because I've been doing that. Not because what you're doing is any way wrong, it's just that I've been doing that. So I'm going to have B times 256. Okay, so my first thing is B times B, 256. Well, B is an 11. So 11 times 256 Somebody double check my math. Okay, so 11 times 256 is 2816. Then the next thing I've got is C is what? If B is 11, what's C?
12.
12. So I have 12 times 16. Which is 192. And the last one is simply 5 times 1 is 5. So I'm adding up 2816, 192, and 5. Okay, 3 carry the 1, 1 carry the 1, 0, 3013. So that one came out right. Okay, so it's 3013. Okay, let's try another one of those and then we can move on. Try that one. Thank you. Somebody got an answer? Yeah.
1,290.
Anybody buy that? Anybody got an alternative?
1,200.
You have an alternative or you buy it?
I have an alternative.
Okay, which is?
1,230.
30? Okay. Anybody buy that? Yeah.
1,274.
Okay. We seem to be big on the 1,200. Okay. Questions? Okay, so 4 times 256 is my first thing, right? So 256 times 4, 4 carry the 2, is 1,024. Okay? And the next one is 15 times 60. Which is 245, right?
240.
Did I do that right? Maybe,
yeah.
15, yes. Okay, 2040. And 1 times A is 10, right? Because A is a 10.
I know I have a different answer.
Okay.
I was still doing the work while you were asking.
Okay.
It's 1280.
1280?
88.
1288, okay. And we will see which of these choices wins. 12 is clearly a winner, though. Okay, so now we've got 10, 24, plus 2, 40, plus 10. So we've got 4, 7, 2, 1. So the 1, 2, 7, 4 was it. Okay? Unless I made the same mistake that somebody else made. Are you buying on to the 1,274? Okay.
I times the 16 by F at 16, so I forgot the 0 was also.
Okay, okay. Yeah, no, it's 15. F is 15. So there we have it. Okay, so that were the possibilities. Okay, so now I've got the 1274, and I want to go backwards on this. So now what I want to do is I want to start out with the decimal and go back to the hexadecimal. Okay, so I want to go back to the hexadecimal. So I start out and I've got these positions. Okay, this is 16 to the 0, which is 1, 16 to the 1st, which is 16, 16 squared, which is 256. Okay, and the next one would be 4,096, and that's too big. I don't need 4,096. Okay, so I'm trying to figure out how many 256s. If I start with 1,274, I've got to figure out how many 256s I can take from it. So this involves a little bit of side math, that you have to figure out how many 256s. Okay, well, 256, that happens to be 4, is an easy one to start out with, because 4 times 256, I know, is 1,024, because it's just an easy one to multiply, because 250 times 4 is 1,000, and then 6 more times 4 is 24. So I just play games like that to try to figure it out. So I would have gone with 4 there to come up with it. And that would have come up with 1,024. If I try 5 times 256, that's too big. Okay, that's too big. So I know I don't want 5 times it. I know I want four times it. Okay, because 256 is too big. So now that means I've got 1274, and I am going to subtract 1024, because that is times 4 is 1024. So I'm going to subtract 4 from that, which leaves me 250. Okay, so then I have to say, all right, how many 16s can I take from 250? Okay. So I look at how many 16s I can do there. And that looks like it's going to be fairly lot. So I can try 16 times 10 is 160. I need more than that. So the next one I usually try is 15, which is F. So I say times 15 and 240 works out very nicely. So I subtract 240. That was 15 times. Well, 15 is an F. So I put an F in there. And I have 10 left, and so I want to put 10 in there. 10 is an A. So I have 4FA. Okay? So I just work backwards. I take the powers and say, and it's a lot trickier because you have to figure out how many 256s can I use. And that usually involves playing around on the calculator or, in my case, I got to do it up here. But I make a guess, and then I check out the guess and see if it's too high or too low. Okay? So, that's how I do converting from decimal to hexadecimal. Okay? So we've gone back and forth now doing some of the conversions. Okay, so here are the counting in hexadecimal. And I start out counting 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, A, B, C, D, E, F. And I come up with, okay, I run out of digits. F plus 1 is going to be what? 1, 0, right. Because whenever I hit the max, then adding 1 to it throws it over to the next decimal place. So F plus 1 is 1, 0. So when I'm counting, I count down there, and F plus 1 got me 1, 0. Okay. So there's counting in binary, counting in decimal, and counting in hexadecimal. Now, if I look at this one, what I want to have and why hexadecimal is used is because hexadecimal can be every four digits in binary. Every four-digit number in binary can be represented with one hexadecimal digit. Okay. So every four-digit number in binary can be represented by one hexadecimal digit. And the reverse is true. Every hexadecimal digit can be represented using four binary. Okay? So there is a relationship between binary and hex that any four binary digits can be represented with one hexadecimal. And every hexadecimal, every single hexadecimal digit can be represented with four binary. And as you see, looking over there, that's not true with decimal. Okay? So every four-digit number in binary can be represented in one hex digit. And every single hex digit can be represented in four binary bits, four binary digits. And that's important because when we look at memory, we see a whole bunch of zeros and ones, and they're hard to figure out. But if we take every four digits, we can take four binary digits and represent it with one hex. Now, why do we want to do that? Because the ASCII code that we use has eight binary digits. Eight bits make a byte. Eight binary digits, which are called bits, make a character, which is called a byte. So 8 bits make a byte. And what we want is to be able to have a good way of reading a whole stream of binary. And what it ends up being is that if we read the hex instead of the binary, then we have it easier. It's easier to read. Because then we can condense 8 digits down to 2 digits. And binary works perfectly with hex because 4 binary bits is 1 hexadecimal. So no matter what the binary bits are, so A can be represented in 2 hexadecimal characters. Okay, 4 binary bits, 2 hexadecimal. And so when we're looking at a dump of memory, that's a lovely thing. Not to have all of the binary that we have to read. Let's see where I am. Okay, and so that kind of shows you. So if I give a number like the ones down below, one, one, zero, zero can be divided into groups of four, and then it can be represented as CF. Okay? So I can look at a stream of binary digits. One, one, zero, one, zero, 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 one would be, this is a D, and this is a one. So it can be represented as D1, okay? And how do I know that? Well, this is 8, 4, and 1, and 8, 4, and 1 is 13, and D is a 13. E is a 14, F is a 15, so D is a 13. And sooner or later, you get to know those by heart. A is a 10, B is an 11, C is a 12, D is a 13. Okay, so 841 makes a D, not a very good D. A D1. Okay. then I go to a longer one, and I can say, okay, this is a CF. If I give you 1-0-0-0-1-1-0-0, what's that going to be? First I divide it in half.
8-6.
And then I say the 8 is on, so that's an 8. And the 8 and the 4 are on, so that's a 12, which is a C. Okay? So that's a C. If I give you an 8C, you can then turn it into binary, because you can say an 8 means I'm going to turn on the 8. And a C means I'm going to turn on an 8 and a 4 to get me 12. So that would be, okay, that would be the binary. So if I know the hex, I can convert it to the binary. And if I know the binary, I can convert it to the hex. And I can go back and forth between those very easily. Okay? So I just do the 8-4-2-1. 8 and 4 are on. That makes a 12. And a 12 is a C. So if you have a stream of these, so let's just put off a random thing. 0101111100001101101. Okay, so how do I turn that from binary into hex? Well, I start at the right, and I divide it up into groups of four. And there's a zero out there. Let's pretend it was a 1-0, just to make my point. So 1-0 is fine. I just say, okay, when we convert it, we'll act like there's two zeros in front of that, and that will convert it. Okay, so now I have 0, 0, 1, 0. That is 1, 2, 4, 8. The 2 is on. 1, 2, 4, 8. The 8 and 2 are on, so that's 10, and 1 is 11. And 11 is a B. The 8 and 4 are on. The 8 and 4 are 12. What's 12?
C.
C. The 4 and the 1 are on, so what's that?
5.
And the 8, 4, and 1 are on, so that is
D.
Okay, so that is the way that I can convert a long string of binary into hex. And then if I have a string of hex, let's say I have F67EA, okay, I just start with each one of these and I say, okay, what's an A? A is a 10, that means I have to have the 8 and the 4 turned on, right? I mean 8 and the 2, sorry. 8 and the 2 turned on. Okay, 8 and 2. Okay, that's 8 and 2 turned on. The E is I need to turn on... Right, that gets me to 14, because E is a 14, okay? And then a 7, what do I turn on for a 7?
2, 4, and 1.
And I put a 0 in front of it. And then a 6?
2 and 4.
So it is 2 and 4 turned on, so 0's on. And then what is an F?
Everything turned on.
Right. Okay. So that's how I can go back and forth between hexadecimal and binary, is just breaking them up into units and going and looking them up if you have to, or sooner or later you'll start memorizing them. Okay? So, your homework assignment tonight is a bunch of conversions, okay, that I put out there. And again, if you show me the work, you can get an A. If you don't show me the work, the highest grade you can get is a C. And by the work, I mean stuff like what we're doing up here. Okay? So show me the work and you can get an A. Don't show me the work and you can get a C, because that means you can use a calculator. Okay? And Thursday is an open lab, which means that you can come and work on getting caught up. And we will be here from 9:30 to 5. And so any time, as much time as you want during that period, you can come and work on getting caught up. All righty, we're done.